So after 28, 33, our angel takes a very big step back and may even not be present only in the times of great distress and great emergency. It's part of the price of modernity, part of the price of freedom, part of the price of having a consciousness soul, that the angel is no longer as present as that angel was for people long ago, when the angelic presence might be felt for a whole life. The angel is still there. The angel still has many responsibilities on the etheric level, but they are not of the kind of immediate interventionist kind that we see when a child is very, very young. So if people really believe that they are seeing angels and that their angels are really appearing before them, this will either be in a very extreme state or it will be in a suppressed state of consciousness. In other words, that the person has a kind of illness, and I don't mean that they're crazy, but that there is a kind of physiological etheric problem that keeps that angel present before them, when the condition of health in the modern time is for the angel to pull away. However, the angel never deserts us, stays with us, and we might say its biography on the earth ends with ours. If we die at age 72, if we die at age 80, that's how long the angel has remained on the earthly plane, or near enough to it. And the angel then goes with us into the spiritual world, but then goes on to other tasks. Now, the angel has another very important role to play in our life. As a being who is intimately connected with our etheric body, and we'll learn why the etheric body in particular is the angel's realm of action. As one connected with this etheric body, the angel is therefore also connected with our memory. In fact, the angel, again, carries our memory, not just our everyday memory that helps us remember what we need to get at the grocery store or where our office is, but rather the entirety of our memory, day in, day out, throughout our lifetime. Our etheric body sees everything. It sees not only what's in front of us, what we're focusing on, it also sees what's above us, what's behind us. Indigenous people often have remarkable peripheral vision. They're able to see, let's say, 140 degrees around them, whereas we're lucky to see about 30 degrees, if that, in front of us. We have foveal vision. That's the vision of the modern consciousness, soul, ego-bearing adult. But indigenous peoples are living in a more peripheral space. They're seeing closer to what the etheric body sees, though no human being can see it all. That is to say, then, that at the end of the day, the etheric body remembers far more than we believe we have experienced. And this is an important component of Rudolf Steiner's path of self-development, which we will be discussing when we discuss Steiner's path. The etheric body, as it were, is the angel, and the angel is the etheric body, carrying the content of this memory. At the end of every day, the angel, like a cinematographer who's been shooting film all day long, has the responsibility of rewinding the reel and replacing it with a fresh reel of film so that more can be shot tomorrow. This rewinding activity is something that the angel does faithfully and completely, night after night, for as long as we live. And then after we die, the angel carries this memory with us part of the way into the spiritual world. So this is the angel's work, very, very intimately related to the human being. And I asked the question before, why the etheric in particular? This is because of the angel's constitution. And this is where Steiner's picture of the fourfold human being becomes such a helpful point of departure. The angel is like we are, fourfold, and we might say in turn sevenfold. But there's a slight difference. The angel is one step above us. The angel has developed, we might say, one planetary stage beyond our development. So this is what the angel's constitution is like. The angel's lowest member, the equivalent of our physical body, is the angel's etheric body. That's as deeply as the angel incarnates. That's as much as the angel touches, as it were, close to us. It only goes as deeply as the etheric body. It lives in the etheric world as we live in the physical world. Its next member is the astral body. The angel's astral body is the equivalent of our etheric body. The ego that we carry as the highest of our fourfold nature, that is only the third member of the angel's body. It carries the ego the way we carry the astral body. What is the highest member of the angel's body? The angel's nature, you already probably could figure that one out. It's the spirit self. The angel carries a spirit self the way we carry an ego. And then as potential future states of being, the angel has life spirit in the way that we have spirit self. So the angel has not yet transformed its etheric body. It's working on it. And life spirit will eventually be endowed. And then it has spirit man as its sixth highest principle. And then, what does it have? It has a potential body, not yet there. For the angel, this is still in its future. It has a potential principle, which Steiner speaks of as the eighth principle. He doesn't know its name. And this is a remarkable aspect of Steiner. Though he sure knew a lot, and though he sure lets us know what he knows, and, you know, has names and terminology and identification numbers for practically everything in the universe, there are times when he acknowledges that his degree of initiation has its limits as well. That he's standing on a mountain and can see very, very far, but he can also see there are higher mountains, and it is not yet his task, his privilege, to surmount them. So all he can say is the angel has what for us would be an eighth principle as its seventh principle. Okay, so let's just go through that again. Maybe by now you're starting to ask that question I said you would ask, why? Be patient. So the angel has an etheric body, that's as low as it goes, an astral body, an ego, as its three lower members, and instead of an ego, the way we carry the ego as our highest spiritual principle, the angel has incorporated spirit self. Above that, streaming from the future, it has life spirit, spirit man, and one more ineffable eighth principle. So this is why the angel is so interested in and so intimately involved with the human etheric body. Now, this is not to say that's all that the angel is our etheric body, because when we say that something can only be in one place at one time, we're speaking about conditions of the physical world. In the etheric world, there's a far greater degree of mobility and transformation. Same with the astral, same with the ego. It's only in the physical world that we have such specific placement, that something that is at point A1 cannot be in B2 at the same time. An angel, Steiner tells us, can be in many places at once. And the human etheric body of the particular human that angel is guarding is one place for sure, but that angel may also be active in many other places at the same time. In the same way, let's say that we can be sitting down in one place, maybe looking affectionately at our little child sleeping in her bed, standing guard over her, maybe she's not well, and meanwhile, in our thoughts, we can be all over the place. We can be in different places, different times, thinking about petty matters of the day, thinking about grand existential questions of life and meaning. We're sitting there physically in one place, but mentally, spiritually, we might say, we're ranging all over. Well, the angel does that in a much more literal way. It's in many places at once, at the same time that it is faithfully attending to the human etheric body. And the more the etheric body expands, the more it separates from the other members, the more the angel is outside of us, the more distance it keeps from us. So this is why I said earlier that people who see their angel, who experience visitations, this will generally be at a state of shock, because when we are in a state of shock, our etheric body is pushed out substantially to the point where shock can lead to death. And as we go out with our etheric body, we may very well see what's there. And it may be our angel who sort of helps push us back into our physical body. But individuals who will claim that they're seeing angels all the time, this is what they look like, this is what their wings were like, and, you know, this is their favorite color, and maybe this is their favorite TV show or something, that probably borders on delusion, or at least a kind of illness that gets a person pulled out of themselves without the judgment to be able to come back in. Steiner's point was that angels and the host of beings beyond them are less and less likely, as time goes on, to appear before us, to show themselves at all in the physical world. It's very hard for them, if not impossible. But they would like us to show ourselves to them. That is, they're asking us to rise up to our higher members, to be conscious within them as we're conscious in our physical body. And then we will meet these beings. It's a little bit like what happened in the 1950s when Yuri Gagarin became the first cosmonaut to actually leave the Earth, to orbit the Earth, and to be in outer space. No one had ever done that before. Now, this was under communism, and communism, of course, the communists were all proud atheists and so on. So Gagarin, in what was undoubtedly a scripted line, radioed back to mission control in Russia, here I am in the heavens, and I haven't seen God. And the Russians all cheered, you know, proof that the world and even the cosmos is completely material. Nothing godly about it. However, an American journalist suggested, well, What if Gagarin steps out of the space capsule? Then he might see God. So that's what we have to do. We sort of have to step out of our capsule, not necessarily into the vacuum of outer space as it's seen today, but rather into the full and rich world of the etheric. So that's the angels. I know it's been a long trek to meet them, but there are only 8 more hierarchies to go. I won't spend as much time on all of them, but we'll see again why it is that Steiner goes into such detail about these beings.